anyone else feeling really uncomfortable?
I guess the seats could use a little more legroom.
Not that. I mean, being here at all.
You've got a point, Snug. I mean, I never expected to be at this funeral. The wake, sure, but not the funeral.
I never expected to be awake for a funeral.
None of us did, but we were invited. Kinda makes you wonder, doesn't it?
And the invitation got to us all the way in Illyria?
How the heck we ended up in Illyria?
Why the people in an ancient Balkan kingdom spoke English in iambic pentameter?
No. Well, yes, now that you mention it. But I'm talking about this. Where we are. Here at this historic moment. It's the end of an era.
Can you just say it out loud so we can get on with the intro?
Fine. Here we are at the funeral of William Shakespeare.
Welcome to All the World's a Stage. Listen as the Mad Mechanicals, that zany group of Shakespearean actors, roam the world looking for the work Shakespeare never gives them. Today is a homecoming of sorts. The Mechanicals are at Stratford-on-Avon, bidding farewell to the bard himself.
This is so sad.
I would say welcome to the human race, Thomas, except I know very well you're talking about the buffet they have spread out.
Well, can you blame me? This cheese is barely pretentious at all. They have cheddar and a slightly more yellow cheddar.
And brie.
I don't see any brie.
Hi.
Oh, sorry.
No big.
Doesn't this show have enough cheesy humor?
Indeed it does.
Rick, what are you doing here?
He does all our shows. What are you talking about?
No, I know, but you're here. You're not floating above us, providing omniscient narration.
Ixnay on the omniscient yay in front of our narrator. The last thing we need is him going on another power trip.
Is that how you say omniscient in Pig Latin? I'm not great with words that start with vowels.
Why are you looking at me? I do not speak Pig Latin.
Anyway,
I speak Pig Middle English. And it sounds like this.
That's how you say omniscient in Pig Middle English?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea what that word means.
Then what did you just say?
I probably shouldn't tell you. There may be kids listening. And goats hate it when you translate from pig languages.
Shut up, shut up, shut up. Rick, why are you physically here and not in Narratortopia? Usually we don't see you, but now you're standing here, eating cheddar.
That was the last yellow one, too.
I'm here to read the will.
Wow! Talk about your cold reads!
No, Robin, I'm not reading will. I'm reading the will, the last will and testament.
Hey, good for you, old buddy.
Don't bother sucking up to him, Nick. There's no way we're in the will.
Sure you are.
What?
You're in the will, all of you.
Gee, there's a lot more room in there than I thought there'd be. Plus, I thought there'd be more worms in Will by now.
Shut up, Robin.
Wait, just a cotton pick a minute. Are you saying Will Shakespeare actually left us something? He provided for us in his estate?
Absolutely.
Really?
Cross my heart.
I didn't think he cared. Well, I knew he cared, but I thought he cared about us the same way I care about the network sensors.
As in, he cared enough about us to run to the next county if he saw us coming?
Yep.
We have a network?
Quiet. So, Rick, what did the old the poor unfortunate deceased, leave to us?
Sorry, Thomas. No skipping Acts 1 and 2. I have to read the whole thing so everyone hears it. And I hate to tell you, but you're all pretty close to the bottom.
Well, yeah.
Not you, Nick. You know what? I'm just going to go get started. Excuse me, everyone. Pardon me, please. Ladies and gentlemen, as the duly appointed executor...
Oh, no! The law finally caught up with us!
Executor is not the same as executioner, Robin. Now hush.
Anyway, as the duly appointed executor of his estate, it is my responsibility to read the last will and testament of the late William Shakespeare. Just let me get this scroll out. Here we are. I, William Shakespeare, being of sound mind and body. I just read them, folks. Anyway, I, William Shakespeare, do bequeath my estate and worldly possessions as follows. The bulk of my household and finances shall be given to my wife and surviving children, with the following exceptions. To my cousin Bernice, I leave my second best writing quill. To my cousin Rhonda, I leave my second best bookmark. To my niece and nephew, the twins, I leave my second best novelty salt and pepper shakers. To my uncle Whistler, I leave my second best rocking chair.
This which isn't I hope his mother right. Will enjoy.
Hmm?
To Robert Green,
something about this
I
seems,
best scarecrow
I don't know,
in the hopes that
sinister.
Finally get rid of the upstart
you did say it wasn't right.
Listen, donkey face, I'm not talking about being left-handed. I mean, something about this doesn't make a lick of sense.
Yeah. Willie Shakes made Scrooge look as generous as Timon of Athens. There's no way that penny-pinching little snot-gobble would have remembered us in his will with a git.
Wow!
Maybe you could dial it back a bit? You're really not supposed to speak ill of the dead.
You mean like Shakespeare did to Richard III?
I withdraw my objection.
Yeah.
Shut your pie holes, a lot of you. I don't want to get sandbagged here. We need to figure out what's behind all of this before Rick finishes reading that will and testament. And there's only one way we're going to get to the bottom of this in time.
Please don't say it.
All right, gang, let's split up and look for clues.
Hello, listeners. Since Rick's off reading the will, I'm pinch-hitting for the commercial today. That's a baseball reference if you're as sports illiterate as Nick.
Hey! And thank you, I was completely lost.
No problem, El Burro Grande. Now would normally be the time when we ask you to go to patreon.com and consider pledging to support the Mad Mechanicals podcast. But we're not going to do that today.
We're not?
Nope, because I just did. Instead, I'm here with a major announcement. The Mad Mechanicals are planning on offering brand new merchandise at our shows and on our website.
Great, more stuff for me to haul.
So now, dear listeners, we need your help. We're introducing Mad Mechanicals, the tote bags. Perfect for carrying the Mad Mechanicals t-shirts, CDs, and stickers.
Merchandising.
Not to mention all the other awesome things available to purchase at the venues where you can see the Mad Mechanicals. And since a blank tote bag isn't any fun for anyone, we need you to tell us what should go on the bags.
Email us your suggestions at themadmechanicals@yahoo.com. And if we select your suggestion, we'll send you a reply asking for your mailing address.
Why would we want their mailing address?
So we can send you a special prize, a Mad Mechanicals tote bag, once they arrive fresh from the printer.
And just to be sure we're all on the same page, if we get a dozen people who all have the same suggestion, and if we decide that's the suggestion we're going with, we'll randomly determine a winner from those suggestions.
Or if we decide to be jerks and do something nobody suggested, but that we like, we'll randomly pick a winner from all of our suggestions. So send yours in, even if it's stupid.
Especially if it's stupid.
TheMadMechanicals@yahoo.com.
Anything else we need to cover?
Nope. You're off the clock.
And we're off our rockers.
John Fletcher as I live and breathe.
Nick, old man, I didn't recognize you without the...
If you say donkey ears, I will have to hurt you.
Fair enough.
Sad day, I suppose.
What is that?
The funeral of your colleague, William Shakespeare?
Oh, right. That. Well, we all have to go sometime. Will wrote so many death scenes, I'm sure he was in practice for the actual event.
You two weren't working together on another play, were you?
No. After Two Noble Kinsmen, we decided it was probably best that I collaborate with somebody else.
Yeah, I've read it, so I see your point. So you do a lot of collaborations, don't you? Shakespeare, Beaumont, Massinger, that lot?
Sure do. Wouldn't have it any other way. Would you like to work with me on my next play?
Me? Really? I'd be honored.
Wonderful. Now just write your name on this piece of paper.
All right. Now what?
Nothing. I'll take care of all the little details, like title, characters, plot, dialogue.
What?
That's how I did things with Shakespeare.
But if it's a hit, then I'll get half the credit.
And half the blame if it's like Two Noble Kinsmen.
Delivery for the Shakespeare home.
I'll take it.
It's postage paid, 8 shillings.
He'll take it. Oh, give it to me. All right, here's your money. Now, you better go. There's a funeral going on in the Shakespeare household.
Really? Here's a hearse.
Just get out of here.
Hey, I know you.
You do?
Sure, you're Robin Sterling.
Wow. How did you know that, little girl? I'm not even sure most of the time.
I'm Susanna Shakespeare. My daddy said your voice reminded him of a songbird.
Bird did he say?
A strangled one.
Oh. Do you miss your daddy, Susanna?
No, he dies all the time. He also said if I ever needed to know what an animal sounds like, I should ask you.
Really? Nobody ever asked me about animal noises. What would you like to hear?
A robin.
Oh, that's easy. They sound like this. Hello, I'm Robin.
You're funny. Do you want to see my room? Mommy said I could show it to people now that we cleaned out all the old stuff.
Oh, no! You didn't have to throw away any toys, did you?
Nothing I needed. I still have my dolly and my teddy bear and my clothespin.
What kind of game do you play with the clothespin?
I use it to pinch my arm whenever Mommy and Daddy won't buy me a new toy. It makes me cry, and then they give it to me. You want to see how it works?
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me.
What the heck? Ben Johnson?
Oh, hello, Tommy!
It's Thomas, please. And boy, they'll let anyone in this joint.
I am here to pay my respects to the deceased.
Deceased.
Diseased?
No, deceased. Well, maybe first one, then the other, but now he's deceased.
Deceased?
Yes, please do.
All right.
So, what are you doing here, really? Did you come here looking for any unpublished plays to swipe?
That is a very serious accusation.
Which I noticed you're not denying.
On the advice of my attorney, I... Ooh, sorry, I forgot to turn that off. Sorry.
Wait. You have a cell phone? This is Stratford-upon-Avon during the life of Will Shakespeare.
Which people are listening to on a podcast. Get over yourself. I only use it occasionally. I can update my fan page for Orange is the New Black.
Really? Come on, didn't you get enough of prison drama with all that time you spent, you know, in prison?
'Tis like unto old home week. Reminds me of the prison I went to after I wrote Isle of Dogs.
Yeah, that's one of those lost plays. I don't suppose you have a bootleg copy I could borrow.
'Tis on my blog somewhere, methinks. Here, let me show you.
Wait. Go to Wikipedia for me. I just had an idea.
Here you go. Thank you for coming. Here's his second best collection of novelty potholders. Thank you. Oh. Hello, Snug.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Shakespeare, or Mrs. Hathaway, or... I don't know. Are you a Ms. again now that you're a widow?
I'm impressed. You somehow made this even more socially awkward. Anne is fine.
I want to say I'm very sorry for your loss. Nick baked you a pumpkin loaf and a zucchini bread and about 5 fruit pies of indeterminate nature.
He baked all of that.
Well, to be fair, I had to finish it for him. Most of what Nick does is only half-baked.
Fine, put it with the others. Now, let's get down to business. Has Rick gotten to you yet?
No. He said the mechanicals were toward the end.
Not the mechanicals. You. The Dark Lady.
What? How can you...
And to the Dark Lady, you know who you are, I leave my second best foot massager.
Still want to deny it?
No, I really want that.
I thought so.
I promise you, it's not what you're thinking.
All those sonnets.
He was making fun of me. Look, we went to school together.
He went to a boys' school.
Yeah, and they had a really good apprenticeship program that I wanted to get involved in. So, I disguised myself as a boy and started attending. The whole dark lady thing was a reference to an unfortunate goth period I went through. I was under the impression that the teachers wouldn't be able to tell a boy from a girl in goth clothing. It actually wasn't completely unsuccessful as I look back. Anyway, Will was the first one to find me out when he caught me mooning over Kit Marlowe when their school played ours in the rugby finals. I promise you, my relationship with your husband was never anything but mutually barely tolerating each other's existence.
Uh-huh. Even if that's all true, it sounds like you might be the inspiration for all those women in his plays who disguise themselves as men.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, I had to sit through those plays, and I still kind of hate you.
Duly noted. So sorry for your loss again. And thank you, I suppose, for the foot massager. Wait, what's this tag on this?
Nothing! I'll just take that off there, thank you.
Alright. I'll just be over there then.
Guys, where'd everybody go?
Nick, there you are. I figured it out.
What's going on?
I figured it out too.
Hey, what did you figure out?
Will Shakespeare isn't dead.
Wait, how do you know?
I looked it up on Wikipedia. Shakespeare died in April. This isn't his real funeral.
Oh yeah, because the internet is never wrong about things like that.
Well, let's see your detective work, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Here, I swiped this letter to Anne Hathaway. It's a bill from the local pub dated this morning, and look at that bar bill. 5 bottles of Willie's favorite brew.
Ah, Macbeth's porter.
So you committed a federal crime and read someone else's mail. Why, I spent 5 minutes online to get the same result.
Yes, but I looked better doing it.
Why would Will fake his own death?
Susanna had to get rid of a whole bunch of things from her room. Maybe Anne threw him out when she got rid of the rest of the junk in this place.
Wrong preposition, Robin. Shakespeare makes you throw up, not out.
No. Wait! That's right! Look at how clean everything is! And that tag on the foot massager. I figured it out, guys!
Snug, where are you going?
My second best pie pan I leave to my Uncle Mortimer in St. Louis. My second best cake pan I leave to my Uncle Lewis in St. Mortimer. And finally, to the Mad Mechanicals, I leave my second best collection of...
Stop right there, Rick. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been the victim of a hoax. William Shakespeare is not dead. This isn't the reading of a will. Everything he's been giving away is the second best stuff. This is what the Shakespeare family does when nobody shows up to their yard sale.
That's a lie.
Then explain the make me an offer tag you took off the bottom of the foot massager you gave me.
Wait, you're the dark lady?
Stay on topic, Rick.
No, please don't put all that stuff back. It took me days to convince Will to let us get rid of it. No, this is all your fault, Snug. I will have my revenge. I will have my revenge!
Wow. That was melodramatic.
Which one? It can all be mellow and dramatic.
So, Rick, just out of curiosity, what was it Will was going to leave us in the fake will?
And finally, to the Mad Mechanicals, I leave my second best collection of script ideas.
Which implies that he's been using his first best ideas?
Oof. Way to go, Snug. We totally dodged a bullet on that one.
Yeah, if this had been a real will, we'd have had to kill Shakespeare for that. Don't say it. I'm tired. It's been a long day.
No Mad Mechanical show can be complete without asking our listeners to make the world a better place. Here's Nick with more.
Thanks, Rick. Before there were podcasts, there was radio, a medium used to entertain and inform. Still out there, of course, but there are stations out there that could use your help. One such broadcaster is National Public Radio, better known as NPR. Their mission is to create a well-informed public through member stations. They strive to be the model for high-quality journalism and entertainment. Our world is full of stories, and NPR wants to tell them all. You can help them achieve their goal by supporting your local NPR member station. If you don't know who your local NPR member station is, then visit npr.org and click on Find Stations in the upper right of the website. The Mad Mechanicals love a good story, and all we typically get is that drivel that Willie throws our way. Help NPR bring us some stories worth, you know, actually listening to.
Don't think this is the last you've seen of me, Mechanicals. Vengeance shall be mine. Mark this. One day when you least expect it, my wrath shall descend. Anne never loses. I'm always in the lead.
Is that why we're rioting in your wake?
Oh, Robin, you ruined her villainous monologuing.
Oops. Sorry.
The music used in today's show was Fun in a Bottle by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under Creative Commons. See more at incompetech.com. Some sound effects used from freesound.org, also licensed under Creative Commons. John Fletcher was Andrew Dell. Susanna Shakespeare and Anne Hathaway were Brianna Kubi. I'm Rick Tennant. Good riddance and send me packing.